listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to hour number two of Armed American Radio. If you are just joining us, welcome to Armed American Radio. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, and we're talking about your right to keep and bear arms, specifically your concealed carry rights. And it is a pleasure to be with you tonight. I have a couple of announcements I'm going to give at the top of each individual hour program tonight. Detroit, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network, News Talk 1400 AM, WDTK. It is a real pleasure to be talking with you tonight. And Corpus Christi, Texas, you're coming to the Armed American Radio Network here in the very, very near future. I'll be able to give you some more details, you know, when all the fun stuff gets out of the way. But I should be able to give you some information on that, Tejas, real, real soon. But the Lone Star State is now coming to Armed American Radio, or I should say Armed American Radio is now coming to the big, giant Lone Star State. So that is really super. Appreciate it very much. Folks, we're on Facebook, Armed American Radio on Facebook. Don't be shy. Go check it out. If you're playing with that Facebook stuff, go check it out and hit be a fan on Armed American Radio and join the hundreds who have joined up in just the last few days since we've been out there. It's great to see all the activity. And Michigan, boy, I'll tell you, I have a lot of history with you guys up there. So we're going to be talking about some subjects pretty close to you over in Indiana. I want to take this opportunity now, let you know, you feel free to reach out to us at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, mark at armedamericanradio.org, and twitter.com/AARmark. If you were listening to the first hour, you heard Georgia Carry President Ed Stone, and pro-gun and Second Amendment attorney, civil rights attorney, also Vice President of Georgia Carry, John Monroe. John Monroe is still with me in the studio tonight. He's going to stick with us, and we're going to get some insight on what we're going to discuss with my next guest coming up. But first, I want to take this opportunity to welcome my co-host for the next 2 hours, Mr. Rob Pincus. You all know Rob Pincus from Best Defense, ICE, Outdoor Channel, and a number of other things, and we've got a lot to talk about with him, and he's going to chime in with us, and we are going to introduce Mr. Caleb Giddings also. Caleb, let's bring Rob in first, and then we'll bring Caleb in. Rob, welcome back to Armed American Radio, brother. It's great to have you on the program again.
Mark, great to be back, man. Awesome. 2 weeks in a row. I'm glad we were able to work the schedule out. Sorry I couldn't be with you guys in the first hour, but it sounds like you guys covered a lot of ground on what's going on down there in Georgia, and I appreciate your guests fighting the fight they are pushing forward with. That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is, man. These guys do a great job. I'm a member of Georgia Carry, and I see that we've got all of our lines lit up here. We're blinking like crazy. So, Rob, I'm going to take this opportunity and set up Caleb Giddings here and what we're going to discuss with him. Now, you have spoken with Caleb on his program, Gun Nuts Online, correct?
Right, yeah, exactly. We did that show earlier this year, and Caleb's a great guy doing all kinds of good stuff, so I'm looking forward to talking to him tonight.
Okay, let me set this up. And you know what? Let's just bring Caleb in, and then I'll set it up, because he's a great guy, real articulate, and a lot of fun to talk to. Caleb, you're on Armed American Radio. Welcome to the program, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Mark. I appreciate it. Rob, it's good to hear from you again.
Yeah, good to be here with you.
Okay, guys, this is interesting stuff. Caleb, you know, I was sitting down about 6 o'clock in the morning earlier in this week and watching Fox and Friends. I kind of threw it on Channel 360 DirecTV there, and I was doing some work on the computer, and all of a sudden, out of the corner of my little ear and my little brain, I heard, and joining us now, Dennis Hennigan from the Brady campaign. So, of course, I shut the computer lid, flipped up the volume, and went, well, man, what is this guy going to talk about now, you know? And lo and behold, there you were on the left side of the screen with Steve Ducey in the middle and Dennis Hennigan on the right, and it really piqued my interest. So let's let you tell the listener all over the country tonight why you were on Fox and Friends, and then we're going to take it from there and have some fun.
Well, sure. What had happened was, to backtrack a little bit, in Indiana, your concealed carry information, so when you go to the state police and fill out all the paperwork that you have to fill out to get your carry permit, that's a matter of public record. Now, you know, all the issues with that aside, one of the local papers in Bloomington, which is unfortunately one of the more left-leaning areas in Indiana, decided that it would be cool to publish a database that you could search by street name, by zip code, by county, by town, of how many concealed carry permit holders lived on that street. So, you know, creating, I mean, just a massive invasion of privacy, great big safety issue for gun owners, and also they posted it in the crimes section of their website. So just to add insult to injury, they put this database in the crime section of their website, just like a searchable sex offender registry.
And the little dots poked up on the map, I guess, when you put the information in and you wanted to find out who in your area had the legal, lawful right to carry a firearm, according to the state of Indiana, right?
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, it was, you know, it's you can go and you can, if you know someone's street, you could go and type in, you know, kind of, sort of that name of the street, or, you know, for example, you know, say somebody lives on Aspen Street. I'm sure there's a half dozen Aspen Streets in Indiana. You just type in Aspen Street. It'll pop up all the Aspen Streets, all the counties, and how many permit holders live there, and what type of permit they have. Indiana's a little weird. We actually have a tiered permit system. You can have a hunting and target shooting permit. You can have a four-year personal protection permit, which means it has to get renewed every 4 years. Or you can have what I have, which is the lifetime concealed carry permit, which doesn't expire as long as I don't commit any felonies or do something to get it taken away from me.
Caleb, I have John Monroe, the attorney here with GeorgiaCarry.org, and we're sitting here looking at the options that you have for carry permits, and we're kind of saying, we don't have all those options. Now, before we go any farther, let me say this. As soon as you were done, I picked the phone up and I called you when I saw you on Fox & Friends, and I called you that morning. I mean, I don't think you were off the air 15 minutes. And it turns out that we knew each other even though we didn't really know each other because we both write for the same magazine.
Mm-hmm.
You've listened to this radio broadcast.
Yep.
And, you know, so we were familiar with each other. And then come to find out that Rob has participated on Gun Nuts Radio. And we'll talk about that in a couple minutes, too. Hey, Rob, can you believe this stuff?
You know, it's been going on for a long time. When I first moved to Tennessee in the mid-90s, it was a May issue state, and it was done county by county at the discretion of the sheriffs. And Davidson County, which is Nashville, had recently done that. And I honestly think that the ramifications, part of the result of that was the change in the laws in Tennessee to become a shall issue state. I think that the fervor that caused 15 years ago plus changed things for the better. So, you know, I guess that the best thing I can say is maybe that's going to make some people really think about what's going on and think about the way we should be treating our right to go armed and protect ourselves. And maybe some things can happen even positive in other parts of the country or right there in Indiana, just to make things simpler.
Well, you know, the Roanoke Times pulled this stunt, and a number of papers did. They're doing it in Tennessee right now. I think it's in Nashville. I forget the name of the paper. I won't give them any plugs there. But the Roanoke Times tried this a number of years ago, Caleb, and you may be familiar with this, but I took him to task on that, and we went after the writer there, and lo and behold, he didn't like his public information being made public. And the Roanoke Times later capitulated and pulled that off. Thank God they pulled that database off, but they were giving everything, name, street, phone numbers, the whole nine yards. Now, I want to point out, and I want to read this letter to you, because I sent this to Bob Zaltzberg. I sent an email to him. He is the editor of the Bloomington Herald-Times. Caleb, have you ever spoken with this man?
I have, actually. I had an email exchange with Bob almost immediately after the database went up. Myself and several other pro-gun groups in Indiana, most notably the Second Amendment Patriots, which are out of Evansville down south, we got in touch with Bob almost immediately, and I was... to be polite, I was underwhelmed by the sincerity of his response.
Okay, let me do this. We've got not enough time for me to read his reply, but he did reply to Armed American Radio on my request. What I'll do now, Rob and Caleb, I'm going to read the email that I sent to him, and it says, Mr. Zaltzberg, I wanted to let you know that I will be discussing your incredibly irresponsible decision to publicize the names of law-abiding citizens with Indiana CCW licenses on my nationally syndicated radio broadcast this Sunday evening. You are welcome to join the discussion and defend your paper's decision. I would welcome the opportunity to discuss this on air with you and my other guest, Caleb Giddings, who will be joining the program at 9 p.m. Eastern on 12/20/2009. Unlike your paper, who did not ask permission of the law-abiding citizens whose personal information you are making public as a public service to your readers, I will ask you up front if you mind your own public records being discussed nationwide on the air. I look forward to hearing from you. Sincerely, Mark Walters. Now, I don't have time to read the response that I got back from him, but I had a friendly exchange with Bob Zaltzberg, and he's going to reply when we come back from the break. I want to let a couple callers know. Bruce in Detroit, I see you blinking here. You've got a comment. We're going to get to you. Jeff in Detroit, I see you blinking here. We're going to get to you. You're both green lighted up here on the screen as soon as we come back from the break, and then I will get John Monroe's opinion, Rob Pincus's opinion, and Caleb's opinion on the exchange with the Bloomington Herald Times regarding their irresponsible decision to publicize the addresses of law-abiding CCW holders. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
We are finding our groove here on Armed American Radio. I'm joined this evening by co-host Rob Pincus and guest Caleb Giddings and in-studio guest attorney John Monroe. And we're going to get some really good insight from him on this Bloomington Herald Times thing here in a minute. We were talking in between the breaks here. But first, we have some callers from Michigan that I want to go to right off the cuff. Bruce in Detroit. Man, it's great to be in Detroit. It's great to have you calling in. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, my friend. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. It's good to hear you. Welcome back to the Detroit market.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Great program. What can I say? I just turned it in, and immediately my antenna went right up. This is an extremely important issue that we're facing today, is the right to self-defense. I'm the president of a support group for a local radio program here. It's called the Friends of Joshua's Trail, and we have a set of conservative first principles. And number six on our list is the inherent right of the people to defend themselves, their property, and their nation. Government interference with the right to keep and bear arms is injurious to the survival of individual liberty in a free state.
Wow. I don't know that I could go any farther than that. That pretty much hit the nail on the head, didn't it, John?
I would say so, yeah.
Man, that's beautiful.
I appreciate that.
No, it is, and it's what this program is all about. And, mm-hmm. I'll take this opportunity right now, because we do have new listeners in your neck of the woods up there,
right.
and all across the country, to tell you that the Second Amendment is not open for discussion on Armed American Radio. We don't waste our time debating the anti-gunners and the freedom haters. If you
right.
want to listen to them, you can turn on any news channel you want, pick up any liberal rag newspaper in any city in the country, and you can hear and read their dribble. We don't waste your time and my time and our time here. This program belongs to you, it belongs to me, it belongs to us, and it belongs to people who value their freedoms, okay?
Well, I certainly do appreciate that, and I've always gone by a pretty reliable piece of advice. Say what you mean and mean what you say.
Pretty much like the Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Exactly. Now, what part of that don't these people get?
You know what, Bruce? I'm going to let you go on that note, because I've got to get to Jeff, but you just said it. You hit the nail right on the head. Thank you for tuning in and listening to us up in Detroit. We really appreciate it. Make sure you listen every week. Jeff in Detroit.
Yes.
You are on the Armed American Radio Network, my friend. Welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you for being here.
Well, man, you're welcome. Believe me, it feels good to be back up there. So talk to us. What do you got on your mind?
Well, I was listening to the first hour, listening to some of the cases where, police officers are stopping people who carry arms. And I'm going through a case up here in Warren. I'm just north of the Detroit border. And I had an incident back in August where police officers pulled up on me and pulled their firearm on me and stuff. So I'm going through working on a case just like that.
Now, were you legally carrying your firearm?
Yes, I was open carrying, walking down a sidewalk. I filed a FOIA, a FOIA. And out of the three vehicles that showed up and the four police officers that showed up, I managed to get the video out of one vehicle that was pulled up to the curb parallel to me, so they didn't show me on the video at all. So I got to file a complaint and find out what happened to the rest of them. But there was the police officer's mic on there, and there was a bunch of anti-gun statements and threats and all that kind of stuff. It was unbelievable to me, because I'd been open carrying for some time. I got a CPL too, so I conceal carry usually in the winter. And the commissioner of the police force up here, he's on the executive committee to Michigan Citizens for Handgun Control, so. Things are going really slow.
Boy, that's real shocking. Hold on a second. Attorney John Monroe is with me. He wants to ask you a quick question.
Hey, Jeff, were you arrested for anything?
No, I wasn't arrested. I was ordered to the ground. I was handcuffed. When they dragged me up off the ground, they scraped my knees off. They took my wallet and my gun without my permission. And,
wait a minute, were these police officers or were they armed robbers?
They were police officers.
Oh, okay.
That's a sarcastic question. I'm telling you, man, you were robbed by the cops.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Well, listen, I'll tell you what. We're going to follow you here. We love doing this on the program. And what I would like to ask you to do is stay in contact with us here, markatarmedamericanradio.org, and you can give Sean a telephone number and an email address after we cut the call here, and we'll stay in touch with you and follow this and find out how you make out, and then we'll bring you back on another program. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right, you got it. Well, listen, Jeff, appreciate it very much. I've got to get with Caleb and Rob here and get on to some of those things. Thank you so much for joining us. It's great to be in Detroit. Rob, Caleb, does any of that surprise you?
You know, I'd like to say that it does, but outside, you know, there are some areas where you have such an anti-concealed carry, anti-open carry climate that hearing about that sort of thing just, I mean, doesn't surprise me anymore. And it's kind of sad that it doesn't surprise me. You should never hear about that sort of thing. But when you've got a chief of police that sits on the board of an anti-gun organization, that kind of seems like a conflict of interest to me.
Listen here, Caleb, you know, police chiefs are political beasts. They're appointed by mayors, and I'm telling you, it's vicious what you see out there. Okay, well, Tampa's police chief was the same way. You know, it's just brutal. So,
and just here in Indianapolis, our mayor, our Republican mayor, just hired a new director of public safety for the city of Indianapolis. He got our new director of public safety from New York. And in his first statement to the press, the new director of public safety said one of his main goals was to stem the flow of illegal guns, or there are too many people with guns walking around on the streets of Indianapolis. And it's just, it's exactly that sort of thing where political appointees are being brought in by mayors to, you know, essentially just to push their own agendas without the people having a voice in it.
Yeah, it is ridiculous, and that's why programs like this are so important that we keep a voice of freedom out there and let people know and give everybody a voice that they can call in like Jeff did and say, hey, man, somebody's thinking and saying what I've been thinking for a long time. Having said that, Rob, do you want to hear the response I got from the Bloomington Herald Times?
I am incredibly anxious to hear the response, and I imagine I'll have something to say afterwards.
Oh, I can guarantee you will have something to say. It's Mark, I appreciate the invitation, but decline. I have other plans that evening. Imagine that, guys. But as I did for Fox and Friends, I will provide you with accurate information that addresses some of the major concerns that have been voiced over what we've done. There have never been names or specific addresses on our website, which I'm glad you realized between your first and second email to me. Caleb is an articulate guy, and I'm sure the two of you will be able to fill whatever time you have available for this subject. And I've just been told in my ear that we've got 30 seconds. I took those two calls from Detroit, which I had to do. They're great. I could call in, Detroit. Bring us some more. We've got another hour to go. So what I'm going to do, guys, is I'm going to hold off to the meat of this, and I promise as soon as we come back, I'll tease a couple phone numbers, and we'll go right back into this. And, Rob, I'm going to let you comment, and you and Caleb can go back and forth, and we'll get some insight from John, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, beautiful. Sorry about that, my friends. We get a little bit wrapped up here on some of the fun stuff we're talking about. Stick around. Don't turn the dial. In fact, turn it up, and we'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network right after these messages. Thanks for joining us.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Sounds like something that would come out of the Motor City, doesn't it? We're finding our groove back on Armed American Radio in hour number two, and we're just starting to flow. Rob, you know how that is. Once we get going, it just kind of starts cruising. You know what I mean?
It sounds like we're about to get there. I want you to skip ahead, and I want to hear what this guy has to say. You get me in suspense long enough.
Let's do it. He says, information is below. Our posting of this database was done along with two stories we published on November 30th and December 1 in our newspaper. The story showed that applications for gun permits were on the rise in our area, something other news outlets have done stories about. Gun shop owners in the area called it, quote, the Obama factor. The stories also showed which counties in our area had the highest density of permits issued. That is, in Monroe County, where Bloomington is located, there is one permit for every 26 people. In the next county over, there is one for every 8.5 residents. We found all this out by requesting and receiving the permit database from the Indiana State Police. It is a public record. We redacted much of what we were provided because we did not want to list any names, and he capitalized this, we did not, emphasized, want to list any names or specific addresses for the same reasons being offered by the NRA and the organization's supporters. As is common in the age of new media, we also wanted to allow users of our subscription-based website the opportunity to search for more information than we could ever provide in print. In this case, we made it possible for them to search where gun permits are located, by county, city, and street. Our purpose was to allow subscribers, if they were so inclined, to be able to know how many personal protection handgun permits had been issued in various locations. Our purpose was to provide public information we believed people would be interested in, no more, no less. Some questions that have arisen. Doesn't this database target gun owners as if they were criminals? I do not think so. We have databases for property buyers and sellers, restaurants that have been inspected, public salaries, and more. We don't believe we are treating them like criminals either. It is true that an editor at, not me, first placed this insensitively on a crime page, Caleb, okay? When Caleb brought that to my attention, it was removed. It was moved immediately. Next question. Doesn't this make things less safe for gun owners and non-gun owners by telling the crooks where the guns are and where they are not? While I do believe this is a very long stretch, okay, I acknowledge that it is conceivable, but it is more likely that any newspaper is putting people at risk simply by publishing obituaries. Crooks have been known to rob addresses where someone just died, even though we don't put the deceased address in the paper. Because our site is a pay site, a criminal who wanted to use our database for nefarious purposes would have to give us a credit card number and pay for a month's subscription, which I doubt they would do. And then in parentheses, we've seen no significant rise in web circulation in the last 2 weeks. And he, she still would not know which specific houses were homes to permit holders, which houses had guns, because Indiana doesn't require a gun owner to have a permit if the gun / handgun, shotgun or otherwise, is kept just in the person's home. That's a loaded response, pun intended. And Rob, like you said last week, there's a lot going on there. We can pick this apart. But what I got out of this was, well, because they do it, I can. And, you know, really because we can.
It's absolutely because they can. And what it is it's a list of excuses. It's a list of mitigations. First of all, I'm proud of you, Caleb. I think it's great that he acknowledges that Caleb got him to change his behavior, that the gun nuts media is working in Indiana and that they changed part of that behavior. But to characterize it as an insensitive mistake, as opposed to a calculated activity that I believe in my heart was done with sincerely to intimidate those people who would go out and get permits and to make them think that somehow they did something wrong, to further that stigma that the liberal media has against gun owners is ridiculous. To turn around and then try to say, well, it's okay because we also list, you know, property listings for real estate buys is ridiculous.
Well, public record is public record, and that's a double-edged sword, folks. You want to start putting public records out, I can start giving public records too, Caleb, and you know I have that information right here in front of me.
Yes, we do. Yep.
Now, we're going to be very cautious there, and we'll just kind of think what we want to do on down the road, okay, as we discuss this a little further. But, John, you had a question during the break after you read this statement from the Bloomington Herald-Times editor, Bob Zaltzberg. What was your question for Caleb?
Well, it wasn't clear to me exactly what was made public. I see that it sounds like he's saying that it was only statistical information, but that you couldn't find specific names or addresses. What level of detail was actually available?
The level of detail that was made available was street was the street and the number of permits that live on that street, which initially on the surface didn't seem like that big a deal. I'll be honest, the first time I got the email, I went and I looked at the database, and I put in my own street to see, you know, how many permits were on my street, and they, you know, it popped up and there were two on my street, and I'm like, oh, that's not that big a deal. There's like 25 houses on my street, you know, whoop-de-doo. I was talking to my wife about it, and she actually really helped me have my personal awakening on this issue. She's from a rural area in Indiana. There is one house on her street. That house has a permit. So I started thinking about, you know, I had to take my point of view outside of Indianapolis, outside of the metro area, outside of the suburbs for a minute, and think about the number of rural houses, you know, rural areas with two, maybe three houses on them and two, three permit holders on them. And sure enough, I looked and I did a couple of test searches, and it took me maybe 5 minutes to find a street that had four houses on it and three permit holders on it. So initially, while, you know, what Bob says is, oh, we don't think that this creates a public safety risk for gun owners, it displays a severe lack of vision about the rest of Indiana outside of his little bubble of Bloomington. You know, it's fine. Maybe it doesn't create a public safety risk for residents of Bloomington, but residents of, you know, Crawfordsville and Mace and other little teeny towns in Indiana are definitely placed in jeopardy by this.
Caleb, you know, I want to comment about a response I got. I did have a little bit of an exchange there. I won't read the rest of it. It's too lengthy. I'll just paraphrase. But when I realized that I had made an error, I responded back to Bob, and he mentioned that in his response. Thanks for correcting it, for correcting the record, because I said name and addresses, and he, you know, when I realized I had made an error, he acknowledged that. And my exchange with Mr. Zaltzberg was very good, very professional, and, you know, I don't mean anybody any harm. I will simply say that public records are very easy to get, and within split seconds, I had addresses, phone numbers of a whole host of people that don't want that information made public. And I know you have those records, too. Now, we're not going to give that information out, okay? But I simply want to say that that information is readily available to everybody. But here we're talking about not property tax records. We're talking about handguns, shotguns. We're talking about an armed home or a street. Now, he did not give a specific street address. He gave the information on that. So I stand corrected there. I had originally thought that it was an individual, you know, that it showed the location and the address on the street, similar to a sex offender map, something goofy like that. I'm wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you put your street in, you could find how many permits were on that individual road.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's nonsense to put that out. Rob, does it matter?
You know, let me do this. Let me play devil's advocate and just say this. We talked last week about the Kennesaw, Georgia effect and the experience they had there. Maybe this clown show at the paper accidentally is going to actually make some people safer, because guess what? If we talked about it, you know, criminals don't have intelligence issues. Criminals have judgment issues. And if there is any criminal out there smart enough to take a look at the map that they provided and they see that street with 3 out of 4 homes have permits, I'll bet they're going to go somewhere else to look for victims. I mean, at least we can say that.
True. Yeah. John, you just said that too.
Well, it depends on whether they're looking for money or guns. If they're looking for money, they might stay away. If they're looking for guns, that's where they'd go.
Caleb, go ahead. You had a comment.
Well, and that was actually one of the concerns that we raised on the that we raised with the paper, and that was raised by NRA in their alert to the sent out to their members, was that it puts gun owners and non-gun owners in jeopardy. And you know, one of the things that has been interesting to me about this, which is an aside from what we're talking about, the Bloomington paper and their exchanges with me, and their exchanges with you, and their exchanges with Jim Tomes from the Second Amendment Patriots have, you know, said that this isn't about, you know, portraying gun owners as bad or portraying gun owners as, you know, crimes waiting to happen. It's not about gun control. If it's not about that, how come a lobbyist from the number one gun control organization in the country...
Uh-huh. Caleb, I need you to hold on, boss. Stick with me. We're going to go to a break here real quick. When we come back, you can finish that thought. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips,
training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Isn't that music great? That's the that is the good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's the good, bad, the ugly.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Clint Eastwood, you gotta love that. I love that. I had that as a ringtone. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Every week, you can join me here, where we're talking about your right to keep and bear arms, and your right your right to carry concealed, because you are a free man or a free woman in a free country, at least for now. We're back with Rob Pincus and Caleb Giddings. Caleb, I have to say that in my email exchanges with Bob, first of all, I want to thank him for responding. He was very professional and very courteous. I am a little perturbed by the fact that he didn't want to come on. I would have loved to have heard his defense, Rob, the best defense for this irresponsible action. But, you know, it's not surprising to me.
No. It's really not. You know, and it's funny that you should mention that he was actually offered the opportunity to come on Fox News and be in that segment instead of Dennis Hennigan. It was originally going to be him talking about it. But again, despite the fact that, you know, he says their database has nothing to do with gun control, they allowed a representative from the Brady campaign to represent their database and essentially to represent their paper on national TV, which I think that in and of itself speaks more to their motives than any polite emails he could send to me or you or to anyone.
Caleb, you're good. Hey, Rob, do you want to set us up and say, and now it's time for the Bonehead of the Week Award?
I think it is time for the Bonehead of the Week Award. Go for it, Mark.
All right. Hey, Caleb, I had told you earlier that I wanted to run an audio clip. And my producer was kind enough to be able to strip it, but we don't have any way to put it on such short notice by disc. So what I'll let you do, Caleb, is kind of paraphrase for us what Dennis Hennigan of the Brady campaign said while you were on the air. And by the way, hats off to you. You handled that, I mean, like a champ. You just did not allow him and his lunacy to get under your skin. It was wonderful to watch you operate. Very, very savvy, very, very appreciative of watching you handle him. Tell us what he said in a nutshell.
in a nutshell, he said that these databases are good because gun owners like to commit crimes. I mean, that was, if I had to sum it up, that was his key point right there, was that some gun owners have committed crimes, so we should know where gun owners live.
Okay. Now, because of that, Caleb, who gets, because it is now time for the Armed American Radio's Bonehead of the Week Award. Who gets it?
Dennis Hennigan, chief lobbyist of the Brady campaign to prevent gun ownership. I mean, to prevent gun violence.
To prevent gun training. I mean, to prevent law. I think you know what we mean.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Rob, chime in here, man. I got the Michigan gun owners. I got a little bit. I wouldn't say I got a hard time. I read a comment on the Michigan gun owners forum, and these guys are great. I love reading this stuff. But the guy said, Zoolander said, and I've actually read some quotes from him before, I think. And he said, you know, I love the show. Mark's cool, but he drifts off into politics sometimes. I really wish he'd keep it on gun politics. And he's right, I do. So, Zoolander, you're right about that, man. You really are. And I'll try to keep that to a minimum and to guns. But, Rob, I'm going to take a little break and let you handle some of the conversation with Caleb, man, because it just kills me. I do. I get mad at it.
Well, let me ask you this, Caleb, because you're on the ground there in Indiana, and I've done a couple classes there in the past year, and we actually taped some of SWAT Magazine TV there, which we're going to talk about in the next hour. But what can this do? Have you seen an uprising? Have you seen people with, like, the Indiana Gun Forums and some of the other people that you're in conversation with Gun Nights? Have you seen people now use this as a rallying cry to get more active and maybe think a little bit more about the politics? And as they point out in Michigan, the gun politics going into the new year.
Absolutely, we have. We have seen people getting involved. The big push that we had in this is we understand that the Bloomington paper, they're probably not going to change their ways. They're very entrenched in their beliefs. But what we have been able to do with this is galvanize a local response to get people to contact their state legislators and their state senators. And so next session in the Indiana House, we're going to be seeing legislation that protects the data of permit holders here in Indiana to prevent it from being released willy-nilly like this.
So there you go. I think that's the best case scenario. You know, people make bonehead mistakes and they get called out on it, and then we capitalize on the opportunity to make sure not only will that not happen again, not only, you know, we don't need to change their behavior, kind of like you said, they're going to do what they're going to do, but finding the ways to make sure that somebody else doesn't copy it, and in fact we can maybe even take a step in the right direction so that things like that can't be done again. I think that's awesome, and I'm really glad that you're there in the center of the country, the heartland there, making sure that this fight is fought well.
In a gun-friendly state, too, I want to chime in here, if I might add. Caleb, Indiana's a gun-friendly state.
Very much so. I think we're one of – I don't know off the top of my head how many other states have lifetime no-expiration concealed carry permits.
Yeah, you know, when you said that, John and I were sitting here, we kind of scratched our heads a little bit. Is there anything like that in Georgia?
There's not, although there has been some discussion of it. The issue in Georgia and also in other states is people like to have the concealed or the carry license be an exemption to the NICS check when you go to the gun store and buy a gun, which it is in Georgia. In order to have that, there are several qualifications, but one is the license must expire within 5 years of issue.
Gotcha.
So if you have a lifetime license, it cannot be a NICS exemption. Which people in Georgia like a lot.
Yeah, I do. I like the NICS exemption. Florida is very similar to that, too. In Florida, there's no waiting period whatsoever. There's not a NICS exemption, though, is there?
I don't think Florida is.
It's the three-day Brady thing, you know, the Brady wait thing, you know, because they don't want you to buy a gun or they want you to change your mind. Hey, Rob, I'm going to put you on the spot, brother.
Go ahead.
Where are you calling us from tonight and joining the program?
Oh, man, you caught me in, like, gun-friendly places on the planet. I'm calling in from Chicago.
What were you doing up there?
I'm leaving, though. I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm going down to Tennessee, and I'm gonna be driving through Indiana. In fact, at some point during the day, several points during the day tomorrow, I'll be in Indiana. But yeah, I'm here. I like to think that I'm trying to do a small part to push things in the right direction. Once again, I don't know that we'll ever change Chicago, but there are a lot of great gun people here. There are a lot of great gun owning and gun shooting people here. I was out at a dinner with a group of people that I didn't expect to be real firearms advocates, and like happens so often, you find out, you know, I'm the token gun guy sometimes at these gatherings, and then all of a sudden you find out, you know, off to the side, hey, I go to the this gun club just north of town, and we shoot clays, and I hunt pheasant, and you find out there's a lot more gun people, even in a place like Chicago, than most of the armed American radio listeners probably think. And in fact, there's a lot of pro-gun, pro-individual gun rights, individual officers with the Chicago Police Department that I do some work with. So not an incredibly horrible place, and certainly a fair number of good restaurants and a nice place to do some holiday shopping.
Oh, hey, listen, Chicago is a fun town. There's no question about it. Been there many times. In fact, I was there, I think, about a year ago when it was the coldest. That was on. It was like 30 below zero. It was insane. But we've got a phone call here from Jared. And Jared had written me an email earlier in the week. And as luck would have it, he wrote me an email about, there being some light at the end of the tunnel in Illinois. So let's go to Jared here. Jared, welcome to Armed American Radio. Talk to us, my friend. What do you know about Illinois right now?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. First of all, I grew up in Illinois, although I am a resident of Indiana. And so one thing that I've been thinking about recently, after having found a couple of articles about Peoria County, where my parents live, and I didn't get my permit until a few months ago. And then I realized that the reason that a lot of Illinois isn't griping about the concealed permits is because they just simply don't know what they're missing out on, except for the law enforcement, who knows.
Now, Peoria, we had read some information here, and I don't know if that was an email from you or not about Peoria, but there is a push in Illinois, Rob and Caleb, I'm sure you know this, but there is a big push. There always has been a push. And what we're seeing happen, of course, is, you know, the Daily Machine up there in Chicago is controlling the rest of that state.
Right.
You know, but I said it in the first hour. I'll say it in the second hour. You got to stay and fight the fight. I used to say, move, man, get out of there. You can't. You've got to stay and fight and be a patriot. Jared, you got to keep up the good fight. Now, you're in Indiana now, not Illinois, right?
Correct. I've lived in Indiana for a few years due to work.
Okay, well, if you can do anything on your behalf to help those patriots in Illinois continue to fight that fight, please do. Listen, brother, we appreciate the phone call very much, but we're getting ready to knock off on the second hour, so we hope you'll stay tuned for the third, okay? Thanks for joining the program. Rob and Caleb, when we come back in the third hour, we're going to talk about a whole lot of fun stuff. Caleb, are you going to be able to stick around with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Because, Rob, go ahead. I'll tee you up. Tell us what we're going to talk about in hour number three.
We are going to talk about, you know, the Armed American Radio listeners have got, by this point, that have got to be familiar with the Best Defense. You know, we've done two seasons, Best Defense, Best Defense Survival, on the Outdoor Channel, and that show is awesome. And last week we had Mike Janich on. We talked a little bit about the upcoming season. But SWAT Magazine, over 25 years, bring high-integrity, important, vital training-related information to the firearms community for just armed professionals and people interested in personal home defense, took a big leap this year and decided to go to the television, to go to high-definition, action-filled television presentation of the same kind of high-integrity information. And I know that you've had a chance to see the trailer online.
You bet.
People, during the break, www.swatmag.com. If you're online, check out the trailer, and we'll talk about it next hour.
You got a deal. Perfect timing. We're getting ready to come back to a break. We're going to be right back on hour number three. We've got about 5 seconds. I'll see you on the radio in just a couple of minutes. Stick around.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.